My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, Doug Karsh with you. Gators out today. 248-539-9797. Interesting there. The Lions have four receivers on the practice squad. They've got Allen Robinson, the Detroiter, which we thought might come back, and the Lions had seen him in joint practices. They brought back Donovan Peoples-Jones, who didn't make much of an impact in the preseason. They brought back Tom Kennedy, because of course they did. And they added Tim Patrick. They have four wide receivers on the practice squad. That's interesting. I want to get to that coming up, but we promised we'd get some Brad Holmes sound. So the Lions GM met with the media. This is maybe the most competent person that the Lions have ever hired. His drafts have been killer. He does a great job at identifying undrafted free agents. He's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but he's taken this organization. He is the backbone of taking this organization to really previously unforeseen heights in my lifetime, which is, sure, they've been to an NFC title game before, but this feels like a credible group that's not going anywhere. And with his skill set, constantly replenishing the roster with young players, it'll help them defeat a salary cap that is put in place in large part to control costs, but also to breed parity. But if you're drafting well, it can be the antidote to the salary cap. But anyway, Brad Holmes speaking with the media. Now, you just heard the update there. In the update, him talk about Jake Fromm. Early last week, Dan Campbell made the comment that Nate Sudfeld had a leg up for the backup job. 1 week later, he does not make the backup. He doesn't get the backup job. Hendon Hooker does. He gets released, and he doesn't even make the practice squad. Jake Fromm makes the practice squad, who's been here for about an hour and a half. He makes the practice squad. And Nate Sudfeld doesn't. I don't want to think that Dan Campbell was lying to us, and I don't think he was. I think Hendon Hooker had a great game on Saturday. And I think Brad Holmes liked Fromm out of college. But I have not heard the entire cut. You heard some of that cut in the update there. But Kang, we got a longer version here with
yes,
more details.
Yeah, he was asked about obviously about, you know, what Jake Fromm showed when he got in the very short time he was here. What did he show you guys?
What day did this? Do you remember what day the Lions signed Jake Fromm?
It was the week that Hendon Hooker was in concussion protocol. I'm not sure exactly what day, but. It was, they only signed Jake Fromm because they weren't sure Hendon Hooker was going to be healthy enough to play, so they needed a quarterback to be able to take, obviously, practice and then possibly take snaps in the preseason game because you're not playing Jared Goff.
Yeah. I mean, I would never have imagined that Jake Fromm would have made this on the short period of time he was here. But Brad Holmes explained it more in depth today, and here's what he had to say about the quarterback that they brought through onto the practice squad. Okay, that confirms something I thought might be true here, is when he said he loved him out of Georgia. So this is a draft eval that he did, and a player that he probably would have taken in the draft at some point had he been available. There it is. That right there is the more to the story, the background, why you would take a guy and keep him after having him for only a few weeks in camp when you had Nate Sudfeld the entire offseason through OTAs, through minicamp, through the volunteer stuff, through training camp for weeks. And why would you keep that guy? Why would you keep Fromm over him? He liked Jake Fromm out of Georgia. That's what it is.
Well, that helped, you know.
Yep.
I mean, he's got some, you know, he's familiar with him, of course, like he just mentioned in the cut. But Nate Sudfeld, he went from upper hand to not even good enough for the practice squad. He didn't even play the preseason game, the last one. He got fired on his day off, Doug. Yep. I mean, like, he didn't even, like, what do you mean I'm not on the practice squad? I'm not the backup. I'm on the practice
squad. It's pretty amazing. And look, we're not going to do the topic, will they rue the day? Because I don't know that we will get much of that. But let's just say that this was a pretty big shocker yesterday. But the rest of the story is Brad Holmes evaluated him out of college. Now, I'm not trying to stir anything up here. When you have a head coach saying he's got the leg up and a week later the GM keeps one of his draft favorites, do you think it's possible that this is one of the places, and there will be places, but one of the places, and I'm talking no big deal here, but it might be one of the places where the head coach and the GM see things differently?
Yeah, it's quite possible. It's hard to imagine because they've been on the same page so often since they've gotten here, you know, together that, you know, that you find it hard to believe. But they're definitely going to have disagreements, and this is a small one if it was a disagreement. So,
yeah.
I mean, Jake is just going to have to tell State Farm, guys, I got a job, and I am going to have to put in my 2 weeks.
There you go. So that was pretty surprising yesterday, and I mean, I'm not going to miss. Look, Nate, thanks for your time. I wonder how Jared Goff feels about him, right? Because he used Nate Sudfeld as a bit of a sounding board. But look, they're not in the business. They're in the business of trying to win a Super Bowl. So the practice squad quarterback really isn't that big of an issue. And I'll state it again, even if it is a disagreement, it really is no big deal. In the meantime, it is intriguing to me that they kept four practice squad wide receivers. One is the old standby, the go-to Tom Kennedy, who's probably got a job in the practice squad until he retires at the age of 38.
He's in the Ring of Honor in the practice squad.
He's a practice squad Ring of Honor guy, Tom Kennedy. There ever is one.
Yeah.
He will be the first inductee. but they have three veterans. Allen Robinson, Donovan Peoples-Jones, and Tim Patrick. Is Brad Holmes truly comfortable with the wide receiving core that they kept on the 53? Or is this going to be a rotating thing where they're going to be moving guys in and out and still searching for the answer? We'll hear what he had to say about the wide receiving room.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.